Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I am endlessly amazed that after 165 shows, there is always something new and fascinating to talk about. Today, a subject close to all of you, close to your bellies. We're going to do a show on fat today. But I'm amazed by this show because, as always, there's something new. We're going to talk about not the fat on your belly, not the fat on your arms, not the fat on your buttocks, not the fat on your face. We're going to talk about the real dangerous fat. The fat that was placed there in an evolutionary sense for a darn good reason, but in this modern techno-industrial environment ends up being the dangerous fat. The toxic fat, the fat that kills you, not the fat you can put your hands on. Not the fat you see, not the fat you even care about, right? You care about the fat that ruins the bikini. You care about the fat that spreads the waistline. This is the fat. It's called the visceral fat. Visceral means organ. The organ fat. In the next 60 minutes, I'm going to lay out an argument, backed, as always, by lots of literature, lots of hard scientists, lots of hard science, pointing you in the correct direction. And that correct direction is to your organ systems and the fat encasing the organ system. Every organ, even if you're 30 pounds overweight, even if you don't have belly fat, even if you're not fat, everybody's got organ fat. Now, way back when, organ fat was put there for a darn good reason. Organ fat is an insulation to organs that, in a state of relative starvation, in a state of want, in a state where you might eat 2 to 3 times a week, why would the body put fat on your belly, on your arms, and on your legs when it could encase the organ in nice, clean, raw, healthy, organic, fertile, Garden of Eden-style fat, so that if you did go through some sort of a starvation phase, the temperature of the organ in the cold, frigid winter would remain stable, and you could have your function. Your organ function would be protected, because you were insulated by this layer. If you ran out of glucose because you were starving or because there was want and famine, if you couldn't get that meal in, you had this supply of fat to convert to sugar to feed the cell. And it didn't have to travel too far because it was right there. We could work a process whereby the cell could be warmed so that you could increase thermogenesis, the heat within the organ, so the cell could function under the stress of cold from the external. So the body had this whole thing planned out. Then we did something. We didn't mean to do it, but we did it. What we did is we put a layer of poison into the body. We put poison into the environment, and that poison, as it turns out, that poison concentrates in the visceral fat. Now, we did a show alluding to this last week. If you get to the website, and of course you're on the website now, that's straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, of course you can't. When you get home, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, and here we are once again pulling something out that's right in front of our face. But where is the message to you? Meaning, I'll show it to you. You can be slender and have more organ fat than you can afford to have. You can be 30 pounds of blubber on your body and very potentially minimizing your organ fat. Really, skinny people can be fat, and fat people can be okay. Now, there's a point where that's not true. I mean, if you're 100 pounds overweight, you're going to build the fat on your outside, and you're going to build the fat in the organs. But to the surprise, dismay, fascination of medicine are people who are not fat. You know, 10 pounds, 15, nothing you'd even call close to obese, and they're getting sick. They're getting atherosclerosis, and they're getting cancer, and all these studies between how all these diseases go up in percentage because you're overweight, because you're more than 30% body fat, and that means you're obese. We've got lots of skinny people getting sick. By the end of the show, you're going to know why, and where, and who are telling you this. Nobody. For some reason, this has eluded us. We didn't even have to dig this out of the dust-covered archives of the 1900s. No, this is everywhere. But are we putting it together? I don't think so. This is a shaker. Get to the website. We've got a bunch of articles to look at today. You've got click to view the few article, toxins released in fat. Thin people can be fat on the inside, chemical toxins in your fat. And I've got other articles on the squares. Take a look. Important. All right, picture number 7. Get to picture number 7. I showed you this one last week. Again, if you're not that computer literate, press the control button and the plus button and enlarge the picture. The picture will enlarge. Don't say you can't see it. Don't be squinting. Don't get a headache. Simply learn to use your computer. Not obvious to everybody. There it is. These are the poisons that bioaccumulate in the fat. Are these the only poisons? No, they're not. What fat is this? Okay, touch your belly, touch your arms, touch your buttocks, touch your legs. Are we talking about that fat? Yes. But what about the fat around your heart? What about the fat around your kidney? What about the fat in your liver? What about the fat, which is your brain? What about your bone marrow? The amount of these poisons in those places concentrates many times over the fat you can touch, meaning the subcutaneous fat. The subcutaneous fat is nothing next to the fat that's in your organs. So that's the first thing you have to understand. And of course, that fat was put around your organs for reasons that I cited. So we've got an issue here then. We've got an issue whereby the poisons that go into your body that are on your way to your cells are stored not just by your cell, but in the fat around the cell. So where the cell in the organ might take the fat, and then after it takes the fat, it may divert a percentage of it to the cell. What we've got now evolving is as the fat reserve around the organ builds, you can build a permanent cesspool of garbage around your cell. We've taken an evolutionary advantage and we've demoted it. We've degraded it into an evolutionary liability. Basically, I'll just use this as an example. Don't be offended. If you live by the Long Beach port, basically, the garbage in that port inhaled each day is increasing and sustaining the concentration of garbage. You could fit the whole Long Beach port into the fat around your organs. Now, I'm exaggerating, but that's the point. We have a toxic reserve site. It's not just it comes in and it does its damage and then it leaves. Its evolution has given us a place to put it, and I'm not talking about the subcutaneous fat. That's amazing. instead of that fat doing us good, that fat does it bad. And it gets worse. But don't get depressed. There are answers, as always. Answers that include a little bit of supplementation, but a lot of common sense, good hard work. And so important is an understanding, as always. Go to this picture. Go to picture number 14. Now look at this little article here. Don't you just love these things? Picture number 14. Enlarge it if you need to. British Journal of Pharmacology research paper. Reintoxication. The release of fat-stored THC. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is, of course, the active component in marijuana. Not that any of us would know anything about that, but those people that do, well, those people that don't understand, we're using this drug as an example. What about the Prozac you're on? Or what about the food that you just ate? Or what about the xenoestrogen that you inhaled? What about the toxic meat that you had? What about the cheese from Pizza Hut? So understand, this is just an example, but it's an interesting example. You know, we like to study drugs because they have more social impact, so money gets funded to this kind of research, but you could replace THC with anything, nail polish, any lipophilic poison. Lipophilic means you can mix it into your fat. So take oil, put it in a glass, and try to mix in water, and they don't mix. Then try to mix in an egg, and they do mix. Try to mix in alcohol. It mixes a little bit better than water. So all these poisons are variably lipophilic, variably fat soluble. You got to get that one. Look at this. The release of fat stored THC into blood is enhanced by food deprivation. I don't even want to get into that part of it. Enhanced by food deprivation. That's so exciting. Doesn't that make your Saturday? It does to me, because I understand it. I want to give that to you. Not really the issue with the show. What this is showing you is pot stores in your fat. Well, what the show's not really about is when you fast, you can get to the places where that fat is stored. But it's complicated. We'll get into that a little bit later. You can find dozens of articles like this. Dozens. You can replace the THC with every single poison you just saw in that last article. Chemical toxins in your fat, that list of those poisons I just showed you that we put on the show last week. Replace that. Replace any of those in picture number 7. Replace any of those with THC. It's the same thing. So you get the setup then. The point is, where are those poisons storing? Well, subcutaneous, yes, but visceral many times over. That's a big one. Now, what are we going to do with that statement? Well, we're going to understand a few things. First, we're going to understand sort of the general picture with fat. Fat hits the cell. Fat hits the body. And it's stored in fat cells. Now, go to picture number 2 to understand one of the little issues we have here. You eat fat, that's picture number 2. And those fat cells, which are going to start to store, they're going to start to send, whether you're eating a lot of sugar or too much fat, as everything sugar converted to fat or fat going straight to fat cells, once this process occurs to a point to critical mass, your body has built in turn off the appetite mechanisms. One of those built in turn off the appetite mechanisms revolves around the word leptin. So you're looking at picture number 2, I believe, right? Leptin is a chemical produced by your fat cells that will cross the blood-brain barrier and shut off your appetite. It'll tell you, hey, you're starting to make too much fat. Don't eat. It's so simple.